White, Henry. White, J.E. White. Marion, Iowa, March 18, 1861. Dear Henry, Edson, and Willie, our first conference has just closed. The meeting was held in a large courthouse. There was a large gathering at this place. There were about 200 Sabbath keepers present. None came over 30 miles except one brother who walked 80 miles, and when the meeting closed, said he was richly paid for his journey. We had a crowded house yesterday. The congregation was very attentive. There seems to be an interest in this place yet, but we cannot tell as any more have decided for the truth. The brethren and sisters seem to be much strengthened and revived by the meeting. This is an intelligent church. Men of solid worth are here, and if they follow on as they have commenced, will be of great use in the cause of God. Sister West and her husband were at the meeting. They came from Lisbon, Iowa. Sister West was a Universalist, but when we visited Lisbon 1 year ago, your father removed her last prop and she has yielded to the truth. She is a woman of great decision and firmness, and has proved an ornament to the cause in Lisbon. Her husband opposed her much, and has, while intoxicated, presented to her head a loaded pistol. But the Lord has kept her from being harmed. About 1 month ago, this violent man was thoroughly converted. He has no appetite, he says, for liquor, and his bloated appearance has changed. He looks like a quiet, pleasant man. This is a great work wrought for this poor man. We had the privilege of meeting six noble souls who were converted through our labors in Lisbon 1 year ago. They seem very near to us. Our hearts are one. We are now at Brother Snook's. This is an excellent family. When I see their little babe and take it in my arms, I yearn for my dear babe. But I will not have one murmuring thought. Sister Snook is an excellent woman, so quiet and even in her ways. I enjoy her society very much. Tomorrow we leave Marion for Fairview, about 12 miles. We shall go there in the stage and visit Brother and Sister Weaver, who keep the hotel. Oh, what a change in them since our last visit to this state! Then we were entertained at their hotel and treated kindly, but now our hearts are united, and we shall enjoy the visit we are about to make them so much better. March 19th. Dear children, since writing the above, Brother Shortridge has reached Marion. He was unable to attend the meeting. Brother Snook and your father engaged with him in earnest conversation. I am suffering from a severe cold settled on the lungs. Children, be faithful, do right, and you will be respected. We think much of you and want you to form a good character which will make you, and also us, happy. Mind Jenny as you would me. Try to please her, and do not show a reluctance to help her, but do it cheerfully and happily. Little Willie, you must be a sweet, good-tempered boy. May the Lord bless you all, dear children. I want you to write me, and have Jenny write also. We will write again after our next meeting. Do as William directs. We have placed you under his care at the office. Take a course to gain the love and respect of all. From your mother, who loves you.